So, there was quite a celebration here yesterday. Yesterday, many of us were privileged to gather here in this sanctuary to witness the marriage of Pastor Mindy and Jeff Davis. We were a part of a celebration that brought together two people, their families, their friends, those who love them and support them, and wish them the best. Mindy and Jeff stood here, bringing with them their pasts, all the good and some of the not-so-good experiences that have shaped them into who they are today. They stood here being present to the preciousness of the moment and the love that they share. And they stood here with hope and steadfast faith, committed to a future that is filled with possibilities for joy, community, and love. Past, present, and future, all connected and intermingled into the reality of yesterday's special celebration. All connected and intermingled as they and we move forward from here. In our reading from Hebrews this morning, the author of the letter to the Hebrews is addressing a group of people who have faced persecution and who are struggling to hold on to their faith in light of the challenges that they're experiencing. So the author provides a list, an inventory almost, of the strong characters from their past faith stories, lifting up one example after another of their amazing deeds done by faith. The author didn't need to go into details about each of the stories. The author could mention a name and a small piece of information as an example. These are stories that these people knew and knew well. Through the power of God, these ancestors were able to do amazing things, from crossing the Red Sea on dry land to shutting the mouths of lions and quenching raging fires. Some were prophets and kings, some were martyrs and military leaders, and some were even ordinary average women and men like you and I. They were people who lived their lives with faith, people who made their decisions based on that faith. Decisions in life's big moments and decisions in life's ordinary, every day-to-day moments. Decisions based on faith. What's our connection to these faithful people of the past? What does their story have to do with us or our lives? Eugene Peterson's translation of verse 40 from the Message helps offer a slightly different understanding. He says, God had a better plan for us, that their faith and our faith would come together to make one completed whole, their lives of faith not complete apart from ours. Their lives of faith are not complete apart from ours. That suggests that our lives of faith are also not complete apart from theirs. And the same holds true for the future. The faith of those in the future cannot be complete apart from our faith, and ours is not complete apart from theirs. We're all connected past, present, and future. But there's an additional piece that the author of Hebrews puts before us. The way of the future has been shown to us in the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. The way of our future is to live in love as Jesus taught us, in all things, love. These stories of the amazing deeds from the past, these stories of undeniable determination and faithful following of God's will inspire us today. They inspire us to keep on, to keep moving forward in love and in faith. Faith allows us to see beyond what is right in front of us, to see past our daily problems, and to see what God is doing in our midst, to see what God has done throughout the ages, and to see the future joy that God has in store for us. To see what God is doing in our midst. Boy, sometimes that's hard. To see what God is doing in our midst. It's really tough with everything that's going on around us. With political campaigns that have both sides focusing so strongly on emphasizing the negative about the other, with wars and bombings and killings, with tragedies that harm and take the lives of high school students on a trip for a sports event, it's really hard sometimes to see what God is doing in the midst of all of that. With our own health challenges, with the struggles that we experience every day to pay our bills, to take care of our loved ones, where is God in the midst of those moments? I would challenge you this morning to really wrestle with that question. Where is God in the midst of our day-to-day moments? And I would challenge you to not let go of wrestling with that until you have an answer. For example, where is God in the midst of the mudslinging that currently surrounds our political campaigns? Now, I know I'm getting into some dangerous territory here talking about politics during church, but bear with me for just a minute. Regardless of which candidate you do or do not support, regardless of which race pops into your mind as I'm speaking, regardless of where you stand on issues of health care or foreign policy or school board levies, I would hope that we can all agree that the manner in which our political campaigns are unfolding again this year is not the most helpful and productive in terms of moving our nation forward, moving our communities forward. With the negative commentary that each candidate puts forth about the other and the hurtful and hateful suggestions that are made regarding each opponent's character, there seems to be a complete lack of focus on the issues that could have a true impact on the lives of each and every one of us. So again, I ask, where is God in the midst of all of this? How do we see God acting as this political season progresses? Consider this. When we cringe as we hear a hateful ad on TV about one candidate or the other, God strengthens our commitment to love. God encourages our integrity each time that we quietly interject ourselves into a conversation about the candidates and shift the focus of the conversation to the issues and what we need to do to heal our communities and our country. As a conversation escalates between two people or between you and another person, God nudges us with reminders to love one another, to treat each other as we would want to be treated, and we can move our conversations into ones that occur with respect for differing opinions. God is in our midst as we live our lives in love. It really happens all the time if we pay attention. God nurtures us when a neighbor brings over a meal after we've been in the hospital. God celebrates with us when we congratulate a friend or a coworker for receiving a promotion. God's love is overflowing when we donate our time to a local food bank, or share our gently used clothing with a homeless shelter, or simply sit and hold the hand of a friend who's grieving. Faith allows us to see beyond what is right in front of us and to see what God is doing among us. And faith allows us to reveal God's actions to the world. Faith allows us to be God's actions in our world. My expectation is that none of us will ever be called upon to literally shut the mouth of a lion or quench a raging fire with no tools other than our faith. But I do know that each and every one of us is called day by day, moment by moment, to live our lives in love, having the faith and the courage and the strength to show our love for each other, to show the love of Jesus to all whom we encounter, and to bring the faith of the cloud of witnesses, both past and future, into our world today. Faith allows us to see beyond what is right in front of us and to see what God is doing in our midst, and to see what God has done throughout the ages, and to see the future joy God has in store for us. Thanks be to God. Amen.